Hi, this is Gardening Related. I'm Aunt Rebecca in Oregon.
And I'm Elizabeth in New York.
And we're here to talk about, it's early March, and we're here to talk about all kinds of seeds and composting also today. Elizabeth, you said you wanted to know more about composting.
I do, but first, how's the weather?
First, oh, it's 58 degrees out. I looked it up. And it's sunny and bright. It's so not Oregon in spring. You know, when I first moved here, my girlfriend told me that I had to be prepared for twilight-looking days for 6 months. And it's turning into Northern California days for 3 or 4 weeks out of every winter.
Really? And oh, wow.
Yeah, it's breaking up and it's gorgeous here. It's gorgeous here. But we don't want anybody to move here. Just stay where you are. stay where you are and put your gardens
erase
in.
Erase that from your memory.
Yeah, forget that.
It's actually not totally beautiful and stunning in Oregon. Not at all.
No, and I thought, you know, I thought Oregon was this drop-off place of the world when I was living in Manhattan and wanting to be a theater person. I really did. I thought, oh my God, Oregon is where hippies and loggers live.
And I mean, you're not
at
wrong.
At the time, I was right. But but now I've come to realize that it's also the secret garden of America. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why people had wagon trains out here. There's a reason why there's an Oregon Trail. And it has to do with gardening. It has to do everything with agriculture and gardening. It's spectacular. Mm-hmm. So seeds, I wanted to tell you that if you have a seed starting kit like you do, Elizabeth, and you have a beautiful day and you want to put your seeds outside to get full sun in real sun, not behind a window, that you need to take the dome off.
Okay.
I didn't know that when I first started seeds in Taos, and I was living in Taos and I started my little seeds and we had this gorgeous, gorgeous day out. It was beautiful, sunny and bright. I don't remember what month it was, but I remember it was beautiful and sunny and bright. And I'd started these seeds and bingo, I took them outside and I didn't know whether to keep the dome on or off. And it fried them.
The dome fried them when you took them outside?
The dome and the sun fried them. My girlfriend said they were like all screaming at me, "Aunt Rebecca, help, help.
Please, no, yeah. We're dying.
Yeah, we killed them all. Killed them all. I couldn't stand, what was that thing on Saturday Night Live? Bill, you know, haunt what
Bill
I'm talking
Hader?
About? No, the little videos of, oh, help, help. It was some stop motion thing on Saturday Night Live. I know that 10,000 people know what I'm talking about. I hate that voice just because it reminds me of my dead seeds.
Oh, no. Oh, that's awful.
I know. I felt so guilty for years. Oh. So take your dome off if you want to put your seeds outside and then put it back on when you go inside. And you might give them a little water.
Yes. Yes. Now, I started my seeds on Thursday.
Good.
And you've I have the heat pad under them. I'm misting them every day. They're nice and moist all the way through.
Good.
And
anything coming up?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. My tomatoes are coming up. So I did Woo-hoo! Three different kinds of tomatoes. Let me see. So I planted six of each. No, I planted at least six of each plant.
I thought you said you wanted six tomatoes.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
Yeah, I understand this.
You know, there are some that are going to die, unfortunately.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want any to, but, you know, okay.
I understand.
So, let me see. So I got... These are from the co-op that is right around us, and I absolutely love the co-op. Oh my God, it's so pretty. I just I die every time I go in there.
I need pictures.
Heaven. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
I need pictures.
So beautiful.
Okay, good.
So I got some, these are certified organic pink Berkeley tie-dye tomatoes.
Oh, fun.
And they just look big and fat and yummy.
Great.
And really, really delicious.
Good.
And
so
then
you planted
six of those.
Uh-huh.
I know you're laughing at me.
You are a perfect example of what I was talking about. Okay, and you plan on getting this all in 15 square feet. I love it. Okay.
And then I also planted big beef hybrid.
Good, good.
And of course, some cherry tomatoes, because these are the stars of summer. So the ones that I found are Honey Drop.
And nice.
They have a little tagline, which is, if Sun Gold came in rainbow. So
Whoa.
So I'm very excited about those.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Right?
Cherry Drop.
Yeah, Honey Drop.
Honey Drop, Honey Drop.
Honey Drop.
I need to have a full report on those at the end of the season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then I planted a ton of marigolds. I have 18 marigold seeds growing.
Good.
To line everything.
Good.
And I planted some lavender and some basil and some oregano and some lettuce.
Good.
And some pepper seeds, some red pepper seeds that I had collected myself. Those are the ones that I'm nervous about because I don't remember if they were organic or not, and I don't know if the seeds are going to germinate. So we'll see.
Well, organic, you know, let's talk about that in terms of a seed. And I know that I'm going to get a lot of feedback on this. Let's say that you picked a red pepper from the non-organic section mm-hmm. of the supermarket, and mm-hmm. you go home and you cut the pepper open and you save some of those non-quote non-organic seeds because they're not organic peppers. But the seeds are not touched by, unless they're a hybrid that's been crossed that are, That's tough, Elizabeth. Most of the time when I think of organic, I think of something that has not been touched by chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And so the seed hasn't been touched by chemicals. Maybe the skin of the pepper has. But the seeds should be okay. Now, if they're a hybrid cross, you may not get a red pepper from it. You may get a green one.
Oh, well, that's fine.
You know, it just depends on what the chromosomes are.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, we're talking way above my pay grade.
Yeah, because there's this scary rumor, and I think there is some validity to it, that you know, they're genetically modifying some seeds so that
they are.
Or some plants so that they don't germinate. And I've seen this with my lemon seeds. Because I buy lemons all of the time, and I absolutely love lemons. And so I was like, I'm going to try growing my own lemon tree.
And you can do that.
Yeah. Well, I had, you know, 10 lemon seeds sitting in this grubby little dish in the sunlight with water and a paper towel to keep them moist for a month and a half, and nothing happened. And it was very sad. And then Forrest was like, this is gross. Can we throw this out?
It could have been that the fungus in the grubby little dish killed
Possibly.
The germination. You kind of need sterile when you're starting seeds.
Yeah. Well, so there was also a succulent in there that I was rooting. And the succulent rooted. So I was at a gardening store and... I had this succulent.
Good for you. Look at that.
Right? Well, okay. So this had another full head. And me being a klutz, I knocked it off and broke the other head off. And I was so mortified that like, you know, ruined their plant. So I bought it and I took both heads and I rooted the one. And the other one looks great. It's just as healthy and it looks fabulous. So that was in the dish with the lemon seeds, and it got like just a little dirt ring around it, but it wasn't like moldy or anything.
Well, it could be, and I don't know about the succulent cross between a lemon seed, but it could be that one prevented the other. You know, if you put to, and it's a good time to talk about it. If you put daffodils in a, pick them, and you put them in a pretty vase with water, you can't put anything else in there. It'll kill it because the goo from the daffodils drains down the stalks into the water and it stops anything else from getting water.
That's amazing.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You have to be a purist when it comes to daffodils in your vases.
I had no idea.
I know. I hadn't either, but it's true. What you need to do is try again with the lemon seeds and Google lemon seeds and see how you're supposed to sprout them.
Okay.
I mean, you might have. And then keep them separate. And Elizabeth, I highly recommend if you're going to try a lemon, you're going to have to bring it in fall. You know that. They won't survive. But also try a Meyer lemon.
Yeah. Oh, those are the big sweet ones, right?
The sweet ones, yes. Mm-hmm. They're a cross between, I think, an orange and a lemon. And they're amazing. Mm-hmm. But you could have two, you know, there's no reason why you couldn't. I mean, lemons produce seeds all the time. And there's all kinds of ways that you can keep it organic in what you do to it. You know, you can still buy a stalk of celery or basil off the vine and stuff and put it into beautiful soil and don't spray chemicals on it. And the new leaves will be organic for you.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my God, I did that with leeks. This is another one of my experiments that Forrest called gross.
Excellent.
So yeah, I got leeks to make potato leek soup, and the soup was delicious.
Yeah.
And the leeks were like $4 for one. And I was like, that is ridiculous. I'm not throwing this out because it came with like a full root. So I stuck it in some water. And I let it grow and it started, it was so cool because it's like concentric circles, you know, where I cut the leek off at the bottom. So it was these little concentric circles and slowly but surely over a couple of days, the middle started to get higher and higher, like a little, like a little pyramid or like, like when you roll your paper and you roll it uneven and it's poking out. And so I was fascinated with it and it got pretty big and I was very excited. So I put it in the dirt and it died.
Because it's so used to so much water.
Yeah.
So wait until spring. Do it again. Wait until spring. Give give it a lot of water when you put it in the ground. Water it a lot for the next few days and let it grow from there because you have to give it the right kind of conditions to keep growing.
Okay.
And most of the time they do rot. So you did very well to not have it rot. Good for you.
Well, I tried it. So that was last year. And then I tried it just recently and it smelled so bad and it rotted like right away. And it was a total failure. So
it just happened. Those things happen, you know. You have to be willing to fail 90% of the time to get 10%. Haunt and I went to the Chelsea Flower Show one year and we stood in front of this incredible stand of lupins.
Ooh.
And there were 200 of them there, all perfectly straight, just like soldiers in every color you can imagine. And the little man was there. He looked like Frank Perdue. The little man was there who was the lupin man. And I asked him, I said, how many lupins did you have to grow in order to get these perfect 200? Mm-hmm. He told me 2,000.
Holy crap. Wow.
So you have to be willing to fail magnificently in order to learn. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, and he's an expert. He brings lupins every stinking year to the Chelsea Flower Show. And every stinking year he has to grow 2,000 to get 200 perfect ones.
Wow.
And he knows all about it. So you have to be willing to just keep trying and laugh at yourself. You know, I went to Monet's garden, Giverny, in Paris, in France, outside of Paris. And I had I had a look down. I had Haunt take a picture of 1 square foot of the garden. Mm-hmm. I said, I just want this 1 square foot. And it was filled. It was springtime, and it was filled with all kinds of spring gonna-be flowers, pansies and all kinds of things. Well, there were also 5 or 6 weeds in that 1 square foot.
Ha-ha!
I almost cried with relief.
Yep. Yep.
So you have to be human and fail, and it's really okay. And laugh it off and keep going. Keep trying.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's so good to hear.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, the perfection that you see in all of the photographs of all these glorious gardens, mm-hmm. they're perfect for that moment.
Yeah.
Trust me, they didn't look that way yesterday before the cameras came. And next week, they didn't look that way either.
Yep, exactly.
And if the gardeners were smart, they had a party the day of the photograph. To show off. And then that's it. Because the next week, those things are out of bloom and this has fallen down and that's got a weed in it. And before you know it, it's gone. That's why you have to, when you go out in your garden and you work really, really hard, and this is something I haven't done. So mm-hmm. I'm talking to myself right now. And you weed a patch of your garden, or you plant a patch of your garden, and it's just a patch, and there's 40 million more patches to go. Need to sit down there after you finished with a cold drink or a hot drink or whatever you want and say, good for me. Look what I've done.
Yeah. Yes.
I got this done. Yay me.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yay the garden. Not, oh no, look at all the rest of the stuff I've got to do. No, bad. Yeah. Because then, you know, I can spot a weed from 40 meters. I really can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have no doubt. Yes.
And it ruins the garden for me. I had to retrain myself to start looking at what works instead of all the weeds. And that was really important to me. Because you get no joy if all you see are the weeds.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you don't feed yourself. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit of compost. This is compost 101. First of all, compost is the most guilt-free thing about throwing away all of your scraps.
Oh, it feels so good. I let a tomato rot or lettuce go bad, and I don't want to talk about how often it happens, but it's often.
It's and often. And
it's often.
And what you, so what
I'll
you
eat
do
it next
it?
Year. I'll eat it next year, you know?
Yes.
How nice it's is that?
It's feeding next year's lettuce.
Exactly.
So you need to build a pile. Mm-hmm. You can build a pile with an 11-foot fencing that's got 2-inch wide fencing wires so that it'll hold it all in.
Okay.
Or you can build it with, is it platforms? Is that what I'm thinking? Pallets.
Pallets. Yes.
I like pallets because it's instant and it's a lot more secure if you can get it, you know, 4-way in the ground.
So you need like 4 pallets, one for
you
each side?
You need 4 pallets, yes.
Do you need one on top?
No.
Okay.
No. You don't need one on top, but you need, you might need 5, one on the bottom to give you some air underneath it.
Huh. Okay.
And I was just reading someplace, and you can look Google composting all up online. Put something underneath that bottom pallet so that the grass doesn't grow, because it's going to get the richest nutrition anything in your garden.
The most well-fed grass out there.
Exactly. So put something on the bottom of it, and then put a pallet on there, and then stick at least 3 sides to it like I have. Or 4 sides to it with some sort of a hinge that you can open the door.
Okay.
It can be wire, it can be whatever you need, but you need a door in it so it doesn't all fall out like mine does. Then you need it a 25-to-1 ratio. Now, I've never done that. Not because I don't want to. 25 brown to 1 green.
Oh.
And I have more like 25 green to 1 brown.
Yeah. Yeah, that seems more doable. Yeah.
Yeah. But you have leaves and sticks and grass clippings in summer, and that would especially.
Be brown.
Brown.
So green would be, brown. Would be my rotten tomatoes and
yes.
the spinach that is sticking to the bottom of the container and is turning yes. into goo. That's green.
Yes. And the okay. and the orange peelings and the
yes.
whatever. Not meat. Not yes, grains. No. Not pasta.
But eggshells? Coffee eggshells. Grounds?
Absolutely. Tea leaves?
Tea and bags?
Yep. Tea bags? I think that the bag itself will decompose. I'm not quite sure of that because I don't drink tea in bags. But the eggshells, let's talk about eggshells for a minute because they are absolutely vital. Mm-hmm. they give you a lot of calcium for the plant, which they need. Before you stick them in halves, crunch them up with your fingers.
Oh, okay.
Just crunch them and then drop them in.
Got
That's
it.
That's all.
Got it. Okay. You know, I crushed an egg for the first time a couple days ago. I was making a carrot cake and I was singing a song and making my carrot cake and cracking my egg, and I was going too fast, and the yep. egg slipped out of my hand, and I tried to catch it with my hip, and I just yeah. ended up...
Oh, your hip!
yeah. crunching it.
Okay. Right, the old
right
hip
in between
catch.
The counter, right? Like, of course.
Okay, I was just then.
I like booty bumped the egg and it went all over. It went everywhere over the kitchen. I had to wash out the rug and hang it up, and it was
oh man. I hate that.
Many, many what expletives it? After
yeah.
that.
I can and imagine I was, that. Go ahead.
I had three eggs and the recipe called for two. So I'm really glad. I was really careful Ooh. With the next egg.
Yeah. You know, when hip catches don't work, it's disaster.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, Elizabeth, you're so but, funny.
But that egg definitely went in the compost.
Yes. Yes. So I love that story. The hip catch. Okay. So when you are starting to build it, when you first start to build it, put down a whole bunch of sticks.
Okay.
Whole bunch of sticks for aeration. You don't want it smack up against itself. You don't want it so it's unbreathable.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to have air in there. Mm-hmm. And then stick in leaves, stick in grass clippings, stick in your neighbor's leaves. They'll be thrilled to give you leaves.
Yeah, right?
Stick in pine needles, stick in shredded paper from your desk.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Stick in newspaper again. Stick in stuff that's brownish, dried up. And then start putting in your household scraps. And start layering it. And it's, like I said, it's 25 to 1. You want about 3 or 4 layers in there, and then it'll start to cook. Also, you need the compost pile to be in the sun.
Oh, you need it to, in the sun.
In the sun. You need it to cook.
Okay.
Because you're going to eventually start throwing your little weed clippings, your little weed, pull out your weeds.
Yeah.
And especially if they have seeds on them, the more it cooks, the more your seeds will not come back.
Oh, gotcha. Because it's too hot for them.
Exactly. Exactly. And even if they do come back, they'll start as small. Also, you'll have a little bit of great soil attached to the roots of the weed. And that goes in your compost pile.
Right. Right.
Now, this is your first year, but next year, you're going to find that you've got all these pots with old soil in them that you hung out for geraniums and stuff or whatever, and you're going to need to repot your geraniums, and you've got this old soil. Stick it in your compost bin.
Oh, you know, that always... Okay, so when I kill a plant, which happens,
yes.
definitely
yes.
happens to me, when I kill a plant, I always have so much guilt over what to do with the dirt that it's left over, because the root sometimes is in there and it's, you know, dried and sad and dead. And I feel like the ghost of the old plant is in there.
It is. It is.
Right. And if I put a new plant in there, you know, it's like a haunted pot. There's no room for it. And there's like no nutrients for it, you know. So I'm giving it like a. Yeah, that's actually correct. You know. And also, it's haunted by the plant that's dead.
It is. So throw it all in the compost, the dead plant and the soil.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It's not 25 to 1 in terms of 25 brown to 1. It's 3/4 brown to 1/4 green. That's what I meant to say.
Got it. Okay.
My bad.
That makes sense.
My bad. Yeah. And you should layer it. And then if you're really lazy, like I am, you wait a year.
Yeah.
And you just keep piling stuff in there for a year. And then you kind of stop. And especially in summer, it gets cooked a lot. And then you can turn it over and start again the next spring with this new wonderful stuff. And then you can save a lot of money on fertilizer and on steer manure and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's magic. Compost is pure, pure magic.
It really is. And it's amazing how when you start to use all of the things, all of the resources that you have, and instead of just throwing it out, putting it back into other things.
Yes.
How everything is part of this cycle, you know? We just all have everything that we need if we use it.
Yes.
You know?
Your trash becomes a lot less stinky.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, your compost shouldn't stink with that kind of brown and green in it. And if you have a young man like you do and a pitchfork, which I don't know if you do or not, and you could always go get one at the store, a pitchfork or a, I don't know what they call them, the forks for mucking out hay stalls, horse like stalls.
A giant salad fork. Kind of looking thing. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Then you stir it up, and that makes it go down faster. Now, I have a friend who ran an old age home, and they had killer compost bins, and she had a lot of help, and they chopped up everything they put into the garden to 1 or 2 inch pieces.
Oh. Okay.
And then she had a big PVC pipe with holes in it, and they'd turn it often, and they'd aerate it with a PVC pipe. I mean, for her, it was a science, and it was amazing. That's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Huh. Yeah, and you can strive for that, or you can just start throwing out your sticks, your leaves, and your trash into a platformed bin, turn it once or twice a year, and don't forget to when you pull it out, pull from the bottom, and to use it, and get yourself some sort of a screening device. And for me, I have some hardware cloth, which is not cloth at all. It's tiny square wired screening, but it's it's 1/2 inch wide squares called hardware cloth. That Haunt made me a frame that would fit over the wheelbarrow.
Oh, okay.
And so we shovel it into the empty, beautiful wheelbarrow. We shovel it in, and anything that's too big, a big stick, an eggshell that didn't get crushed, anything that's too big doesn't go in. And so you can either throw it back or crush the eggshell or, you know, throw it back.
It's like
for
a big sieve, but for dirt.
Exactly. But you need that. You need that in order to make sure that you get the right amount of compost in there, that it should be silty and black gold beautiful.
That's amazing.
And it
shouldn't, that's so cool.
And it shouldn't smell. And if it does, it doesn't have enough brown in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So right now, because I was eager to use my compost or to use my, you know, my food.
Scraps. Yes.
I just have a pile of green in the yard. And, you know, I think I'm doing a favor for the squirrels and the birds. I think
you are.
I've seen them digging through it. And hey, you know, I'm glad someone's eating it. I'm glad it's not going to waste. But
and they're aerating at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. I started out really well where in October when we first bought the house, I went into the garden and to what I wanted to be the garden. I ripped up all the grass and I turned it over so that it was dirt side up. And I was using that as like the base layer. And then I had another like strip of dirt grass that I threw over the compost. So it was, you know, sandwiched nicely. But as the winter has gone on, I haven't added any more brown. So I definitely need to, I think I need to go and build the thing, the compost, you know, get some pallets, build it, and then probably cover it in brown leaves or whatever. And then throw the compost on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then put so some more brown on top.
Start a second pile. That's all you have to do.
Okay.
If you can't get the pallets and you know you're going to move, so you might not want to do this. So go get a 11-foot stretch of wire.
Okay.
Fencing. I don't mean wire. I mean fencing. Wire fencing. Or... go get an 11 and put it next to your now somewhat established, loosely established compost pile.
Okay.
And stick sticks in it and all the leaves that you can find. And, Elizabeth, that includes, fir and, pine needles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, fur like cat fur?
No.
I have plenty of
yes.
that.
Yes, you could do that. And also hair.
But, oh my God, from my hairbrush? That's perfect. I have a ton.
Yeah, but you could also... no, I'm talking about fir trees.
Okay.
And pine needles. So you go gather all the brown you can. Go to your neighbors who don't have compost piles. They'll thank you for it. Any sticks that came down with the wind over winter like that.
Yeah.
And then once you've got that in the fencing bin, which you've tied up, you know, to make a circle.
Yep.
Then shovel in your scraps that have been partially decomposed from the squirrels and stuff that you've been using right next door to it.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And then because it's dripped down in the rain and the snow and everything, that place right there next to the bin is going to be one of your most luscious places to plant something.
Yes. Yeah. That would be a great place to like grow sunflowers or.
Yeah. If it gets a lot of water.
If it gets.
Or tomato.
Okay. Or tomatoes. Oh, yeah. They would love that. Okay.
But remember, it needs to be in the sun to cook. Now, I've had to cover mine over because I have these huge spling and a lot of weed seed gets in and grows during the summer, which I hate. So I've covered mine over for a year to let them cook and bake in the sun. And then in a year from now, or maybe this year, I can use some of it.
Okay, cool.
But I also don't turn it. I'm very lazy.
Well, that's fine. I mean, if you just can let it bake and cook down, that's even better. But you'd want to have a couple, right?
Yeah. And in the fall, you need to put all of your cutting off of your, let me think for a second, your dahlias, your tomato plants, your pepper plants, all the things that are dying back, those are brown.
That's great. Yeah, so you can just recycle it all right back in there.
What you don't put in from the garden is roses.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
not the rose flowers, but the rose stems, because the thorns don't
decompose.
That's it. That's the word I'm using. The thorns don't decompose enough, and you will hurt yourself.
Okay.
And then finally, if it's really, really dry, if you have a month without rain or 2 weeks without rain, you need to water that sucker. Because
you need
the moisture,
to water your compost?
If okay. it doesn't rain.
All right.
It needs to be as moist as a sponge is when you wring it out.
Oh, that's pretty moist.
Yeah, because the little animals that are eating it and make the microbes and stuff, they need water.
Mm-hmm. Gross. Should and I throw some earthworms in there? Because as we've established, I have beautiful king earthworms.
You can, absolutely, you can throw some in there. Although when it gets hot, they'll kill them.
Oh, kill no, them. I don't want to kill my big, beautiful earthworms. Okay, never
so,
mind.
So they'll find it. They'll find what they're looking for within the range that they can tolerate.
Yeah. Right. Right. And they'll be able to escape when they need
That's
to,
right.
when it's getting too toasty.
Yes. But all of your scrap paper, shred it. You know,
Brilliant.
If you have a...
Yeah. I have tons of that. Plenty.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Shred it and put it in there. And that's brown.
Okay. Fabulous. I love it.
Also, you can put in wood ash.
Okay.
You can put in bone meal. You can put in great soil, although I don't see why. I put in my old soil just to make, and that's brown, to make it yummy again. To increase the yumminess.
Cushion it a little bit. It's like a starter for
it
compost.
Is in a way. It is in a way. And also, because it's the same texture and ability of, not ability, the same as soil, because it is soil, it'll be yummy soil. It'll be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It'll give everything else the idea, ooh, we should go do that. We should go become yummy, delicious soil.
Exactly. So I highly recommend that.
Perfect. Well, I feel a lot better about my compost. And also, we're going to have some work to do this weekend when Forrest is home.
God love you. Is it going to be a nice weekend there?
I hope so. It's a nice day. It was a nice day out today. We had yesterday, all of the snow finally melted. And
good.
Today was absolutely beautiful. I actually went for a walk this morning on Peebles Island, which is an island just right up the street from us in the Hudson.
Nice.
And it was so lovely. And as soon as I got home, it started raining. So it's
perfect
just
timing.
Been raining all day. So like you had a sunny, beautiful day. We had the Oregon weather over here. It's
I know,
just
I'm sending it to you.
Gray and rainy. It was very cozy, but it did feel like dusk. I feel like the sun never actually got in high into the sky. It was just bleh, all day.
But the bulbs love that and need that.
Yes.
The bulbs that are underground, they need that. So, Elizabeth, have you planted your peas yet? Because it's time.
I know. I was thinking about planting my peas today. I think I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Good. Remember, they're going to need a trellis of some sort.
Okay. And I plant that along with them so that I know where they are in relation to the trellis. Okay. Yep.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to go out and do tomorrow.
Oh, boy. That'll
be
fun.
Now, what if we get another frost, though? They'll be okay?
Oh,
do
yes.
Do I cover them?
No. Only with tulle so that the birds don't eat the beginnings of them, remember?
Yes.
Or something. You cover them so that the birds can't get to the beginnings of them.
Got it.
Once they're about 6-7 inches tall, they're okay.
Okay. Okay, good. Good.
And you'd be amazed at how many times I've planted something that I know is going to climb and gone, okay, I'll get to the trellis part tomorrow or the next day.
Yep.
And 6 weeks later, forget it.
They're trying to climb and then they just flop, right?
And you break them off trying to put them on the climbing thing that you meant to put in the first day.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
So if you do it right the first day, you won't regret it.
Got it.
Good.
Got it. Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to plant my seeds. I am waiting anxiously for my crocuses to come up.
Oh.
And
yeah.
Should they have already come up?
No.
No? Okay. Because I'm getting...
No, your snow just got gone.
I'm getting nervous. I hope I
don't
did
be nervous.
Right. I feel like someone waiting for their guests to show up at a party. Like, are they here yet? Are they here yet?
And if they're not here, it's because the squirrels ate them.
Oh, we have really fat squirrels. They are gluttons.
Well, if they ate them, then we'll talk about what to do next year.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah.
And it's just a crocus, and you'll live without it if, you know, and your squirrels will have loved you for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I've had many crocus disappear on me.
I think I planted like 30. So I wow. was, I know, and I'm so excited. I feel like I was planning like a little gift for myself right around now, and I want them now.
If you don't get them, go buy some in a pot and put them in the ground, and we'll talk mm-hmm. about how to put them in the ground so nobody eats them.
Sounds good.
Okay. I love you whole bunches. What are you having for dinner?
I was going to make something.
Oh, that's right.
And then it didn't happen. So we had tomato bisque soup and grilled cheese, and it was delicious.
I'll bet. That's a classic.
Yeah. Yeah. It was perfect on like a cold, rainy night like tonight. What about you?
Yes.
What are you having?
I think I was supposed to make something and I didn't, so I don't know what we're having. How's that?
There we go. There we go. That was the same thing that I was, same place that I was in. Yep.
I know. I think we have some lobster bisque in the freezer, and I think that's what we're having.
Ooh, well, that sounds good. Yeah.
Some Costco lobster bisque. We'll have that, and then tomorrow I'll make a stew.
Yum.
Because it's supposed to rain.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to make a beef bourguignon.
I'll be right over.
You know what it is? It's just beef stew with red wine in it.
Well,
that's all it.
I'll be right over. That sounds delicious. Yeah.
Miss Vegetarian.
They don't know that.
No, they don't. They don't. Don't tell anybody.
I'm a bad vegetarian anyway.
I think you're a fine vegetarian.
I have meat. It's good.
It's
whatever.
Good. It's fine.
It's
whatever
fine.
You want, Donna. Whatever your body tells you you need to eat, you eat.
Yes, I do. I do.
My girlfriend called me up. She said she needed chocolate cake, so Haunt ran out and got some. But she lives in Ohio, so I got the cake. She got a text.
I love it. You have to listen to your body, and sometimes your friend's body.
Your friend's bodies. Yes.
Yes.
Too bad.
Too bad.
Too bad.
That's it.
Too bad.
Yep.
That's it.
You know what? I just found out that I'm allergic to potatoes.
No wonder you don't like them.
I know, right? So I started going to this naturopath, and he's great because I've been having like weird stomach issues for like a couple of years now. So I'm like, I'm going to get this taken care of. I go to the doctor, and he does like a hair sample test on me.
Yeah.
And he basically got me all hyped up thinking that I was allergic to gluten, and I was like, oh dear God, I cannot live life this way. Like, please.
No, because you put butter on gluten, so please, you know, you gotta have it.
I have to have it. Anything but gluten and anything but butter. Like, I need
your butter.
I need them. Yes. So I go in and I'm so nervous, and I was gluten-free for like the last week because my stomach was just off, and I'm like, I'm just going to cut out gluten preemptively. But my stomach was still off, and I go in and he's like, well, you're a weird one. You're allergic to potatoes. And I was like, thank God I hate potatoes.
Good.
So it worked out really, really well.
Does that include sweet potatoes?
Sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, tapioca, which I'm a little sad about.
Wow.
Yeah, and then like arrowroot. There's a bunch of products that have potato things in them.
Well, now potato is are a member of the nightshade family. What about tomatoes?
Tomatoes are fine. It was literally just potatoes because I asked about nightshades. I love it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. But I'm good. Yeah.
Also okay, no potato salad for you.
No potato salad. I have an excuse now. And I know it's so weird. Everyone loves potatoes, or so many people love potatoes. It's a beloved food.
Staple. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a staple, but not for me.
Not
and
for
I've
you.
I've never liked them. And now I have an excuse.
You didn't need one, but that's great. Yes. It's great to know. And hopefully your tummy will feel better.
Yes.
I'm yes. glad, honey.
Thanks. Yeah.
I'm getting better too. I'm having a change in medication and I'm halfway through it and I'm starting to perk up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear that. That's fabulous.
I know. I've been fighting long and hard to get a change in medication and they finally listened to me and I'm doing it and there it is.
Good. Good.
Yeah. I'm thinking about actually starting some seeds of my own. It's been 5 years.
Very good. That's awesome.
I know. All right, honey. Until next time.
All right. I love you whole bunches.
I love you more. Mwah. Bye, sweetheart. Mwah. Bye.
Check us out on TikTok at Gardening Related, our website at gardeningrelated.com, and our Instagram at gardening.related. Ask us questions, buy supplies, leave your feedback, and give us some love.
I like that.